Man admits Jedburgh funeral home car crash murder bid, date modified :2024-09-09T13:02:21.369Z, description : William McBurney, 57, pleaded guilty to attempted murder at the High Court in Livingston. Man admits funeral home car crash murder bid, watch, ex-policeman crashes into funeral home in attempt to murder ex-partner. A former police officer from Northern Ireland has admitted driving his car through the window of a funeral home in the Borders, injuring his ex-girlfriend and her mother. William McBurney, 57, pleaded guilty to attempted murder at the High Court in Livingston. McBurney had been drunk behind the wheel of his car when he smashed through the glass window front, narrowly missing Zoe Turnbull, 46, and her mother Beverly, 71, inside. The court heard that McBurney had been struggling to come to terms with the end of the relationship and that he had said he had been drinking heavily for 4 months. The two women narrowly escaped serious injury. Zoe Turnbull suffered a bruised leg, hearing loss, and has since been diagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder. Her mother suffered 2 cardiac arrests after leaving the badly damaged building. McBurney had served as an officer with the Police Service of Northern Ireland and was an advanced driver. Digby Brown, Zoe Turnbull said she had been trapped in a relationship with McBurney for about 2 years. He had been working as a photographer with a local newspaper in the Borders while he was in a 2-year relationship with Zoe Turnbull, however that ended in June 2022. The court was shown CCTV footage from inside the funeral directors in Jedburgh that was run by Ms. Turnbull. McBurney got out of the car with a slight hand injury and said, "Sorry, I don't know what I was thinking." On the day of the attack in December 2022, he had been drinking since 6 o'clock and was nearly 3 times the legal limit. Judge Lord Mulholland told McBurney to expect a lengthy prison sentence for what he described as a cowardly and wickedly reckless act. More stories from South Scotland. Listen to News for the Scottish Borders on BBC Sounds. Ms. Turnbull said in a statement that she had been trapped in an abusive relationship with McBurney for about 2 years. "I'm glad his true self can now be revealed as a result of this conviction. I'm now determined to stay strong and take back control of my life," she said. "We as a society can't let evil, manipulative people like this be allowed to inflict their harmful will on others. I just want to thank the local community for their support over the last 22 months, because knowing you're no longer alone is key to feeling empowered and being able to move forwards." Gareth Jones, defending, said his client had expressed genuine remorse for his actions and had only a vague recollection of what had happened. Sentence was deferred until September 19 for background reports. Jedburgh.